Indian shares on Wednesday notched their best closing levels in nearly 3 weeks, boosted by gains in large-cap banks and IT firms, while drug maker Dr. Reddy and No. 39, S Laboratories jumped on a deal with a Russian fund to cooperate on Moscow and No. 39, S vaccine trials. The blue-chip NSE Nifty 50 index closed 0.72% higher at 11,604.55, while the benchmark S&P PBSE Sensex climbed 0.66% to 39,302.85, both marking their highest close since August 28. Gains of around 2% each in index heavyweights HDFC Bank Limited and Infosys Limited helped India and No. 39's benchmark indexes outperform peers in Asia and Europe, where risk appetite was limited ahead of the outcome of the US Federal Reserve and No. 39's two-day policy meeting, which ends on Wednesday. However, a rally in the Nifty Small Cap 100 lost steam after four straight sessions of gains. The Nifty Midcap 50 index ended up 0.29%. Gains in the Nifty and Sensex came even as concerns lingered about India and No. 39's relations with China on their disputed Himalayan border and as total cases of the novel coronavirus surged past 5 million. Meanwhile, Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das said on Wednesday that while high-frequency indicators point to some stabilization of economic activity in the second quarter of the current year, the recovery was not yet fully entrenched. And quote, by all indications, the recovery is likely to be gradual as efforts towards reopening of the economy are confronted with rising infections, and quote, Das told members of the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and AMP, Industry and No. 39's National Executive Committee. Dr. Reddy and No. 39's Laboratories ended up 4.2% at its best close in over 5 weeks after it agreed to cooperate with Russia and No. 39's Sovereign Wealth Fund on clinical trials and supply of the Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine in India. Mahindra and Mahindra Limited closed 4.2% higher and lifted the Nifty Auto Index 1.53%. Private sector lender IndusInd Bank Limited slid 1.9% and was the biggest percentage loser on the Nifty.